WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Bill Belichick popped up again today on my television. I'm here in the studio, and I didn't know this was scheduled. I didn't even see it previewed anywhere or promoted.
Well, I think it had to be just a kind of a last minute thing.
Yeah.
Got a new PR guy. This is ACC days?
Something, yeah, because I saw the Duke basketball coach was on after him. They were in this hallway at some hotel. Yes, Dan Ball.
It is the ACC spring meetings happening today.
Oh, spring meetings.
Yeah, yeah.
And Bill was
in a... I'm surprised he did this a little bit.
I'm not, because I think he needs to do some of these lame interviews, repair, PR.
Okay.
I think he's getting advised. Friday morning, I believe, he'll be on with Michael Strahan.
It's amazing. If this is him trying to clean up his act, it's hilarious.
Well, he's trying. Well, at least he wore a shirt with no holes, Fitzy. He had a normal button-up shirt on.
Well, Vineyard Vines and some khakis, a little blazer, looked like, I don't know, a football coach.
He did. Or just, you know, a 73-year-old professional. Not a guy who was living on the street with holes in his shirts.
Not Larry, the guy you called to fix the bottom of your boat or scrape the barnacles off.
Yeah, he did. That's what he looked like. Me putting on a sweatshirt when I'm working, getting the boat ready underneath to paint it. But I give SportsCenter credit, and Dan Ball, I don't know if you can give me the name. I'm not even sure who the interviewer was.
I don't know who the host is. Somebody I hadn't seen before.
They did not allow him to just show up and not talk about anything interesting. They asked Bill Belichick about his personal relationship, Jordan, and this was his answer.
All right, so I know that you're aware that your relationship with Jordan Hudson has been a headline over the last few months. And all of the specifics aside, because a lot has come out in the last couple of days, how do you think that that impacts your ability to coach this football team, if at all?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, really off to the side. It's a personal relationship, and she doesn't have anything to do with UNC football. I'm excited to be back in the coaches' meetings and getting ready for, you know, June and then August when we get to training camp. So June will be a big recruiting month for us, and then August we'll start get ready for the season.
Did he tell the truth? Or is he lying when he says she has nothing to do with UNC football?
Lying? I mean, all emails like, supposedly went through her.
Yeah.
How is that not having anything to do
with it? She's out on the field during practices.
Now, timing could be, maybe emails no longer go through her.
Right
now, that could be the truth.
Mm-hmm. So that's him. That's what he's doing.
Because there was a report from Pablo Torre that she has been banned, like Alex Guerrero. She is not allowed. Yep. Then UNC said that's not true. And I don't know where the gray area lies. My guess is she's allowed just like any other family member would be allowed. Yeah. Like she's part of the family. Sure. So when we have friends and family day.
So after games, when we all get together.
Right. She's allowed.
Yeah.
In the middle of practice on a Friday, not allowed.
No, not allowed. Right.
And emails don't go through her anymore.
Correct.
If I'm, you know, the university communications director, I don't have to CC her when I email Bill. I can just email Bill, who works, like me, for the University of North Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like that's how I'm taking that. So I think he's being truthful in the present. I guess, conveniently truthful
in the present. That's a good way to put it.
But the bigger question is, does this matter, Fitzy? Like, we've been having discussions. Ted Johnson was ahead of the curve. I know there's updated sort of offshore betting odds on what's going to happen, with all those things.
More people, by the way, the odds were shifting closer towards the favorite for the fall being he doesn't coach.
Yes. And
really?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
What?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Did you hear the midday Jones and Kiefer doing the odds on who Jordan would date after?
Yes. Well, there were a lot of weird ones. There was like, what'll be bigger, the cut in his sweatshirt or the gap in Michael Strahan's teeth? I was like, that was mean. Yeah, that was a little bit disrespectful.
Mean. But you had to laugh.
Does this, first of all, is he doing this or did UNC tell him to do this? Has he been pushed in a certain direction? And does it matter? Like, Fitzy, if the odds were shifting and there were a lot of us that saying it's not if, it's when he is removed from North Carolina or that relationship ends, is he salvaging this, I guess?
If Rafael Devers is paid $30 million a year and told to switch from third base to DH and then DH to first base and doesn't, he gets a face full of it. If Bill Belichick is paid tens of millions of dollars a year to coach a football program, makes a mockery of himself, his personal relationships in the program, and then refuses to fix it. How is that not insubordination? Of course, this is a combination of what the university has requested, not ordered, but probably requested slash suggested in accordance with this new PR director who worked for the Bears. Make a few suggestions, hook up with the right people. This was a very soft landing leading up to the longer form piece Friday with Michael Strahan, which to me is still just so eminently fascinating that somebody who took a huge piece of Belichick's legacy now has to help him grab some scrap paper and Elmer's glue and put it back together.
And what, this is something that I don't know the answer to this, but as he does these various appearances, the one that did the damage on CBS, is that a different audience than, obviously it's a different audience than SportsCenter.
Correct.
But what about Friday?
I feel Friday's like it's a very similar, it's very similar audience.
As
people who watch
older crowd
Good Morning
on
America are the same people, typically, I would think, same demographics that would watch CBS Sunday mornings.
So that could be a big one on Friday to you know, grandma who watched on Sunday who was like, I didn't like that. He was rude. She was rude. Yeah. He could this could be a big one. Big performance for him. JB's got to step up on Wednesday night at the Garden, and Bill Belichick needs to step up Friday morning.
I don't think Bill needs to step up. I think Michael Strahan needs to step up.
Oh.
Strahan needs to ask, how is he going to handle this interview? Is he going to kowtow to him, or is he going to,
No, then, there's no chance he pushes him on anything.
You don't think?
No.
Because this time it'll all be pre-negotiated. It won't even be, it'll be probably in writing, unless Bill trusts, Strahan to not ask him the questions.
No way. Bill is not letting anybody. You're right, Andy. Bill is not letting anybody like really push him on this.
Right.
No way.
This is going to be softballs. Remember, just background information. Michael Strahan, I mean, Fitzy, you're right. Interesting that the guy who helped ruin Belichick's was supposed to be his greatest accomplishment is the guy doing the interview. He's also a business partner with Tom Brady on whatever that company is named.
They Shadowline, 199 Productions.
Yeah, they have like a whole production. Brady and Strahan, they're all involved.
But
so there's a little...
Guys, GMA is a much different demographic. CBS the Sunday Morning is the reading the New York Times, drinking expensive coffee.
So what's the difference?
Much older crowd. This is House Mom Central. Well, like the people that have on... Ted, I have a buddy who's a producer for today's show. This, like, you get a younger... I'm not talking about, like, in the 20s. I'm talking about, like, moms in their 40s that are getting the kids ready for school. They'll have on the Today Show. They'll have on GMA. Like, this is their, like, get the day started thing. CBS Sunday Morning is a slightly older crowd because, like, that's the read the New York Times, Wall Street Journal.
But it's not that different. It's really, in my opinion. But,
yeah, I don't.
Anyway,
okay. I don't really know.
Agree to disagree. That's fine.
I think he's trying to do a widespread damage control here. What exactly the demographics are? I think
Is it more about damage control, or is it about promoting his book? It's not even about promoting his book anymore.
Yeah, no. I think this is damage control. And the only question I have is, did he recognize the need for it, or is this forced upon him by North Carolina?
Now,
this boss is saying, listen. Right now, the way we look at you is more trouble than you're worth. You need to at least break even here. Fix this so we're back to zero.
There's a part of you that thinks that maybe Bill's thinking, I don't know why everyone thinks I need help.
Yes.
I don't need help.
Yes.
Bro, you might be so dead on accurate with that. It makes my teeth hurt that I didn't think of it first. Because that to me, that could very much be the case.
Because I said this yesterday. People need to understand that UNC is an elite academic institution.
Elite.
The highest of the high.
Yes.
I know kids lust after getting in there. They're pissed when they're like, I'm ranked eighth in the class. How did I not get in?
It's not just any college.
No, it is elite.
Right.
And that is, they're not a football factory. They're not a football program. They're not Alabama or whatever. Like, they're an academic institution.
And you highlighting that is a big reason why 2 weeks ago I even mentioned that UNC should consider firing Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Is because of that part you just talked about. It's not, no offense to my alma mater. I love the Buffs. Go Buffs. But it's apples and oranges when it comes to prestigious academic standards. One has high ones. The other one, you know, if you can play football, you can come there. That's a very different in the way he was acting. Does not kind of, I don't know, parallel the values in which that university is about.
Yes, Dan Ball.
So you kind of wonder, I mean, is this whole PR rehab tour that he's going on, is this coming from above the athletic director, a board of directors type thing? Because with the hire, if he doesn't make it to game number one of the season, Belichick's gone. You wonder if the coaching staff is gone. And then the athletic director has to be gone after the money they sunk into it. So you're right. It's probably a university-wide edict that's been passed down.
Yeah. It's either being passed down from above, or the guy that's below realizes, yeah, I took a big swing at this. Yep. I need to find a way to make this work because my neck is on the line. Yep.
Can we salvage this thing?
We stepped outside our comfort zone to do this, and right now it's not working. It's not bringing good publicity to the university.
Have you heard Bill talk about UNC players recently?
I don't think he has any.
But your job one of a head coach in college is to promote your school.
Yes.
Bill's about promoting his love life and his book more and Navy football more than he is North Carolina Tar Heels.
Right. And despite the fact that he supposedly is prepping everybody for the NFL, right? Their whole slogan, the 33rd team.
No, it's the 80th team.
It's the 80th team. You need to get much better to become the 33rd team. 617-779-7937.
To be the 33rd NFL team, you got to be the number one college team.
Yes. You need to be producing NFL talent in an NFL program. Right now, there are some serious questions about all of that at North Carolina. Interesting news out of the baseball world we need to touch on next here on WEEI Afternoons. There are now certain people that are available to be put in the Hall of Fame. Their records are available to be reinstated.
They'll be happy to hear that.
If they can hear it, they'll be happy to hear it. A little weird baseball talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hard, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, and we have some breaking news.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
Just moments ago, the Boston Celtics put out a news release. Headline, Jason Tatum injury update. Quote, Celtics forward Jason Tatum today underwent successful surgery to repair a ruptured right Achilles tendon. No timetable is currently available for his return, but he is expected to make a full recovery. Further updates will be provided when appropriate. Nick Fitzy Stevens, we nailed it earlier. You nailed it earlier. WEEI Afternoons. The reason for the delay is because we weren't waiting for the results of an MRI. We were waiting for the results of a surgery, and as always, it was a successful surgery. Just once, I'd like a release like, oh, so this guy had surgery, and boy, did it not go well. But this is good news, I think. The process has started. We've put the injury in the rearview mirror for Jason Tatum. Now it's about recovery and rehab, and when can he get back, and how good will he be when he's back, and all of that. We're looking forward here, Fitzy.
Plenty of good doctors, plenty of great hospitals, plenty of people that could take care of him down in New York. The fact that they met this aggressively and got him already on the recovery track is the best case scenario that you could possibly hope for or imagine for something like this that is, well, honestly, nightmarish. Not just for the now. Of course, it's miserable for this series and potentially for the remainder of the postseason, if there is to be any for this version of the Celtics. But this changes the future. This changes the planning. This changes the calculus. This changes the accounting, the aprons that they'll exist in, the roster building next year. For all we know, Bill Chisholm may take over after this Celtics playoff run ends and say, oh, okay, so I have no Tatum next year. Yeah, guys, we're going to go ahead and take a step back this year. You guys tried to get a championship. You've been in the finals a bunch. Let's take a step back and start building towards the future. Like you said earlier, you heard people talking about, like, oh, the Celtics should probably just go in the tank and try to get high draft stock because the roster is so old. It's mind-bending how quickly life can change and how quickly in sports you can go from top of the world to bottom of the mountain.
So, Teddy, what is your reaction to this? I mean, it's been less than 20 hours, and Jason Tatum has already had surgery.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting there, man, it's awesome to – I wish I was still playing for a team. I could get into surgery like that. I remember those – I miss those days. I'm actually Googling, what the protocol is for rehab for this stuff.
Yep.
So, if I was Fitzy, I'd read, week one, week two, week three. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to tell you there are
good one, Ted.
Theories out there that this is, maybe a 9 to 10 month injury.
Yeah.
that, you know, you can be back to doing your kind of full kind of participating, whatever, you know, maybe not playing in the NBA for the regular person from anywhere from month 7 to 9. So if you kind of look at that, you go, yeah, maybe there's a chance, just a chance, if the Celtics, you know, need a little boost at the end of next year, that maybe he can come in and give you a little something at the end of next year. So that's probably the best that we can hope for. But I think it's great news. Why delay? I think the Achilles surgery, they have modified it. I can't tell you exactly how, but they used to do it one way for years. Now they've kind of changed, and it has sped up the recovery process. Look, I think 27 years old, he's going to come back, and he's going to be – I think he's going to be okay. He's still got a lot of basketball left in him. A lot of people think this can be a career ending. It can be. I just think he is a – there's freaks, and then there's super freaks. And then there's Jason Tatum. I think he's an athletic super freak, and I just think he'll be back. It's going to be a while, but he will be back. And back to where he was playing, I think, this year, it just might take 2 or 3 years to get there.
And that's the – Fitzy, that's – the key is to get back to where he needs to be, where he was, and the key is not speed. I think we learned that with Aaron Rodgers. I'm not sure. I think there was a little too much focus on rapid recovery with Aaron Rodgers and not...
And was he rehabbing the right way, though?
Right. I don't know.
Diligently, right. With discipline.
100% fair questions, but to me, the very simple goal here, you put a point in today, and then you put a point in an unknown date. Full recovery at your best, back to where, and I don't care how many points are in between. If that's 9 months, 11 months, and I'm like Bill would say, I'm not a doctor. Everybody's different. However you, but let's make sure it's not circle a date and I want to be back on the court by this date. Circle being great. Circle being able to, because my one concern with Jason Tatum is I don't think he is an explosive athletic freak in terms of quickness or jumping ability. I used the example earlier, Ja Morant, who I think is just like explosive. I don't think Tatum has
SGA
a lot.
First step.
Sure.
Off the dribble.
I don't think Tatum has a lot he can give up. If he loses because, you know, doesn't recover properly or rushes it and loses 5%, that could be the difference between his greatness and his fall back to the rest of the pack as a scorer, as a player off the dribble. So, to me, Fitzy, he needs to circle getting back to elite player, and however long that takes, fine. If that's 14 months, 18 months, 16 months, I don't really care. I need you back being great. I don't need you back fast.
Yeah, well, I mean, Kevin Durant missed the entirety of the next season as well. Again, elite athlete, obviously, still playing at a freakishly great level considering that he's in the latter part of his 30s, but he tore his in June. Tatum tears his in May. It's obviously not an Achilles. It's an ACL. You've had people come back from that 8 months later and play at an okay level, though they have said, people like Wes Welker, who knows if it's even the same case with Steph Diggs, he's 6 months out now, that they didn't feel the same, but they could still perform. According to the Mass General Brigham website, expect the recovery time for your ruptured Achilles tendon to be 4 to 6 months. A complete return to sports or athletic activity may take a year or more. Improving strength and mobility through physical therapy exercises improves prognosis for Achilles tendon recovery. So can you go back to business without looking like you just got shot in the back of the leg in 6 months? Yes. Can you play at Jason Tatum's elite level?
No. Yeah, that's, no, I don't. Yeah. I don't think we'll see him next year.
I wouldn't expect to see him next year. But I'm just, there's a little carrot that you could dangle.
Maybe
it might be up to him.
If they were in the NBA Finals or if they were in the Eastern Conference Finals,
can you imagine?
Oh, that'd be awesome. And that's a great carrot to put out there for him, for the team, whatever.
Was I living here? Yeah, was I living here? I don't remember. When was the bridge year? The bridge years with what's his name?
Kyrie.
No, before that.
Hayward.
Isaiah Thomas, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Look, next year could be a fun little Bridgie season, right?
It could still be more than that.
Okay. I'm just saying next year doesn't have to be a total. If there was just this, maybe a chance that Tatum could come back at the end of next year, that carrot that's dangled out there.
So next June, so 13 months from now for the NBA Finals.
Yeah. Can you imagine the hype around here and what that would be like?
And that makes it, because I heard Jones and Keefe were like, do you just want to be the 5 seed next year? I'll take the 5 seed. And if I'm the 5 seed with the possibility, if I win a round or two, Jason Tatum might come back. Sure. I'll take that. And I think that's actually a carrot for everybody involved. Fans, players, Jason Tatum.
Yep.
Everybody involved, if they just have hope, and that doesn't mean you force it.
No, you
doesn't
do not force
mean
it.
You get to the finals and you're like, well, Tatum has to play.
Correct. No.
Is he ready? If he's not ready, then he doesn't play.
Right.
And by the way, if we're in the finals, we're in the finals. Maybe we can win it just with whatever the roster we put together. So we are reacting here to the latest news in case you didn't hear it. Jason Tatum has indeed had successful surgery to repair a torn Achilles. He's beginning the rehab and recovery process right now. So he's moving on. We need to talk about that, but we also need to talk about this gives the team definition. They're moving on without Jason Tatum for tomorrow night and for however long they continue to play without him. We'll look at what post-Tatum Celtics look like for tomorrow, this series, the next series, the next year. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons.